drasha for Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, 5772. The Yalkut in Yeshayahu, 389, says the following. Moshul Matrona, Shehoyu Lashlosha Shushbinim, can be compared to a matron who had three Shushbinim. Shushbin is somebody who escorts someone to the chuppah, a good friend. Echad ro'osa b'shalvosa, one saw her when she was at peace. Echad ro'osa b'nivla, one saw when she was degraded. Echad ro'osa b'parzusa, and one saw when she was destroyed. Kach Moshe ro'as Yisrael b'shalvosa, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish people in their peace. Omar Echa Esolavadi, and he said, how can I carry you alone? Yeshayahu ro'osam b'parzusan. Yeshayahu saw them when they were sinning and degraded, and he said, Echa Haisolazona, how could you have turned into a harlot? And Yirmiyahu ro'osam b'nivulan, and Yirmiyahu saw them in their destruction. Omar Echa Yashlavadad, and he said, how could you sit solitarily? In this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, Va'omer Aleichem Bo'isahi Le'mor Le'uchal Le'vadi Se'es Eschem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Jewish people, I can't carry you alone. And this happened according to the advice of Yisro, that he had to share the load of the people with others, and that the Ribbono Shel Olam eventually commanded him to do that. And lo uchal doesn't mean that he couldn't do it, but he wasn't allowed to do it because God told him that he had to share the responsibility with others. And after they received the Torah, and after they received the atonement for the sin of the golden calf and the second luchos, and they built the Mishkan, and they set up the order of the dwelling of the Jewish people around the Mishkan, then there was created the structure of a people, and therefore they needed the tools to be able to function as a people. And since they were now ready to go and conquer Eretz Israel and to live in Eretz Israel as a functioning society, the Sfarno says that a functioning society is the foundation of all the Torah. The Sfarno in Parshas Bahar on the Pasuk Ani Hashem Asher Oseisi Oseis Lachem Es Eretz Kanan Lios Lachem Lokim. The Sfarno says she atachlis amachuvin mimenu musag ben kulchem, because the purpose that God has laid out can only be achieved by a group effort from amongst all of you. Therefore, there should be an orderly, structured society where you can live one with the other. The Tazuzeds then help each other in order to reach perfection. And therefore, it's not enough Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the receiver and giver of the Torah, but you need guides and people who will influence the Jewish people on a closer basis in order to create this functioning society, people who deal with tens and hundreds and thousands and so on, and that they should be able to live in unity and harmony. And in order that Moshe Rabbeinu said, in order not to think that the proliferation of the Jewish people and their creation into a big society is something negative, just the opposite, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that you're like the stars, and each one is important, and the more the better, and God should increase you 1,000 times. This is the purpose of creation, the purpose of the Jewish people, in order to be like the stars, and to be a light to the nations of the world and to themselves. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Echo Esolavadi Torchachem Umaschem Berivchem. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized the potential the Jewish people had in order to receive that guidance, to be able to mold themselves into a functioning society. Torchachem, the Ibn Ezra and Ramban says, the Tircha of teaching them Torah and Mitzvahs. And the Abarbanel says this includes all the things, all the laws between man and man. And this is important that everyone know their part and their role and their responsibilities. And the Sfarnov says, Torah Chachem is the squabbles that come between them that have nothing to do with monetary squabbles, but inevitably, since everyone has their unique part, there's always conflict between those unique parts. And Masachem, the idea is to, it was important now not only to direct them and to inform them of what their individual unique responsibilities were as part of this functioning society, but to be able to provide and to daven for them, the Ramban says, and to provide their basic needs, the Sfarno says, in order they should have the tools to be able to fulfill their unique parts. And that includes even bread and water, the Ibn Ezra says. And eventually to give them Eretz Yisrael, and there they'll be able to make use of the various qualities of the land to further and to bring out and actualize and realize their individual part towards the functioning society. And Rivchem, these, the Sfarno says, are inevitably things that will come out, squabbles to do with money and monetary things, because each person has his, what he is the owner of, and the question is, who does that belong to, who doesn't it belong to, whatever. That's the conflicts that come out between what rightfully belongs to one or rightfully belongs to another. And this also includes the wars with the nations to take away their portion that is not rightfully theirs and to make it ours. And these are the squabbles between them, the Ibn Ezra says. And the Ramban says this includes all of the mishpatim, all of civil law, which is there to help govern and delineate who, what belongs to who. And in this way, they can come to, if they function properly in resolving all of these riv, then from riv, from dissension and from conflict, can come tremendous unity also. As it says, Dibre rivos b'sharecha, the kamta v'alisa, get up and go and resolve them, and in the resolution, you're elevating yourself. And in order to be able to put all of this into practice, Moshe Rabbeinu had to appoint judges and leaders to be able to shoulder the responsibility together with him to give individual guidance to the Jewish people on all levels. And that's what it means, a shushbin. A shushbin is somebody who escorts someone to the chuppah, who helps to escort them towards perfection. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu saw them and recognized what their potential was. And he said, Eicha, how in the world can I carry you alone when each of you is like a star? Each of you needs personal direction that filters down from me. And Eicha also hints to Ayeka, where are you? That was said to Adam Arishon. Where are you holding in that scheme of this master structure? Yishayahu also was a shushbin. He also helped escort them towards perfection. But he saw when they were misusing and abusing their potential. And it brought them to be like a zona, a harlot. A harlot uses her charms and her beauty and her what could be used as very positive attributes in a way that is totally negative. And that is the Torah also that he saw, that Chodsheichem u'adeichem hayu alai l'torach, Torah Hachem. They didn't, instead of putting their efforts into Torah, right, they put their efforts into sin and totally destroyed their potential. And the Masa, right, instead of the Tefillah, and that God would show us favor and see us kapayim. Right, they turn to be the masa of Gilui Arayos and Shlichus Domim. And the Riv is the Sinas Chinam that came out instead of being able to fight over Torah issues and come to greater love and unity. They fought over issues that were not holy, and it led to disunity. And therefore, Yishai also at Eicha. Right. Ayeka, where are you? How are you misusing and abusing your potential? And Yirmiyah finally saw them when they totally were destroyed. And the potential they had turned into total negative. And they sat alone. And the structure of Jewish society was broken. But there's always hope. Ayeka, where are you? Where could you be? Right? How could this have happened? All of those are questions that lead to the correction of the situation. And that's what chazon means a vision. Chazon means you don't only see what's in front of you, you see what the ultimate end goal is. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu identified the potential. Yeshayahu saw them abusing it, and Yirmiyahu saw what the consequences were. But all of them were shushabinim. They all, in their way, helped them, lead them towards perfection, towards righting those wrongs, and towards turning around the destruction into resurrection and rebuilding. And that is the idea of Golus. Golus is Gal Hei, the opposite of Geula, Goal, which is Gal Aleph. Gal means to uncover. Geula is when we uncover the oneness of God by having that tremendous connection. The Hei represents the total dispersion. Right? The five books of the Torah represent that the total dispersion of the Torah into the world. They're also what's it called, the five Dibros on one and the five Dibros on the other. The He is the letter that this world was created with, which is a world of plurality and disunity. And that's why when you put the two fives together, you get the ten, which unifies everything. But if you leave them separate, then they represent disunity. And that's why both on Shivasa Batamuz, on Tisha B'Av, five calamities occurred. Because they also represent the disunity, the not putting it all together, but everything being separated. And that way, if we listen to the Shushbinim, who analyzed us, what our potential was, how we abused it, what the consequences were, and we use their words to correct the situation and to regain that potential and use it properly and come to the greatest, happiest consequences, when the Rabbanu Shalom will turn these days into Sosum v'Simcha Mo'adim Tovim B'Meirav Yomeinu, into